Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me and to share the Word of God. We're neighbors. I am a pastor here on our church is called Many Nations Church, and it's just on Gaywood Drive, south of Pettit. So this is the neighborhood association. It's Mount Vernon Park. I don't know if you are familiar with the neighborhood association. So I met Rachel and Duane a while ago, we have the church. It's called Many Nations Church. My wife and I pastor the church for 9 years now. We started the church. And we also have a non-for-profit called Bridge of Grace Compassionate Ministries, and we do a lot of things in the community. We focus on community development, developing this area and in this community. But I'll share with I'll share about that maybe another occasion when we have time. I'm preaching at my church. I was looking at my Bible and getting the right sermon for today, for here. After here, I go run to my church, and I'm gonna preach there too. We're in a series about worship, and so we just went through a series about being the church and what does it mean to be the church. And so it's very fresh on me what I want to share with you today, and I think it's so important that we understand, and we all have to understand, that worship or a church is not an event you attend. Amen? Church is not an event you attend. Church is a family you belong to. And sometimes we lose focus of that, or we forget that church is not, when we get up in the morning, we say, we're going to church. Well, yeah, this is the place where you come to have corporate worship. But church is not an event. It's a relationship you're connected with. So I want to share with you about that, about the Bible talks about the church, and God uses different metaphors in the church in the Bible for who is the church and why should we be connected. So as we say, it is not an event you attend. We are connected. And here's what Romans says in Romans chapter 12, verse 5. This is the New Life Version, and it says, there are many people who belong to Christ, and yet we are one body, which is Christ. We are all different, but we depend on each other. God wants you to understand that the significance of connecting with other believers so badly that He gives 4 metaphors in the Bible of what church is like and what it means to being connected to other members of the church. He gives us from metaphors of membership of a body, what it means to be a member of a body, of the body of Christ. He says it's like being a brick in God's temple. He uses that metaphor. And it's like being a body part in a human body. He also says it's like being connected to a fruit tree or to a vine. And it's like being a family member of a family. So he uses these 4 metaphors about the church. Each of these 4 metaphors have a profound influence and impact in how you understand relationships in the church. There's only one relationship on planet Earth that will last forever. There's only one relationship on planet Earth that is going to last forever. And that is our church family. And that is being a member of God's family. The church offers you 4 things in a relationship you can't get anywhere else. So I want to talk about that, how the church offers you these 4 things in a relationship that you cannot get anywhere else. I want us to look at these 4 metaphors, these 4 pictures that come from the Bible about the church and see what it means. So first, what happens when I join a church family? When I become a member of a church, or when I say, that is my church, that is the group I'm going to belong to, that is the place I want to go worship, what happens? Well, the first thing, it connects me to God's eternal temple. Amen? That's the first point. It connects me to God's eternal temple. This is the first metaphor that the Bible uses for the church. God is building a spiritual temple. It's a living temple. It's not made out of bricks. It's made out of people. It's a lasting temple. It's going to last forever and ever. And you need to get connected to it. There's another verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. And it says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? The verse says, all of you together. This is something you cannot do it on your own. This is all of you together are the temple of God. You can only do it in community. You can only do it in connection. You can only do it in relationship with others. If you want to be the temple of God, like the Bible says, you cannot do it on your own. You have to be connected. So you become the temple together. Reading these verses about building a building or building a temple, it reminds me of some of the things that we do through our non-for-profit is housing. So we're renovating some of the housing here, houses here in the neighborhood. And so I've been part of that program, and so I go from time to time to see the sites, the work sites, and so it reminds me, when I look at this, it reminds me of some of the things I see when we are remodeling a home. So I made a list of lessons from remodeling. So if any of you are thinking about remodeling your house, so you can learn these lessons. Maybe some of you have experience in construction. Here's the first lesson. You can build it with just one building material, right? When you're building a house, you don't use just one building material. There is hundreds of materials that you have to use to be able to build a house or a building. It takes hundreds of different parts. You can't just build it with one type of material. You need nails, you need lumber, you need pipes, you need wire, you need concrete, right? You need all these types of materials. So you can't be a spiritual temple simply by yourself. Together is that we build the temple of God. Number two, all the parts have to fit together. Amen? You have all these materials now. Well, now you need to put them all together. They all have to fit together. A beam that is half inch too long won't work, right? A pipe that is an inch too short won't work. And a door with hinges in the wrong place won't work. It all has to fit together. Number three, a part is useless until it's connected. So for stability, everything has to fit together. Everything has to be together. If it is disconnected, there is no use. Can you imagine stairs not being connected? They're useless, right? You cannot use them. It will be useless. If you are spiritually connected in God's house, if you are not connected, you are spiritually useless. By yourself, you can make a difference. But when you are connected, you can make a big difference. Number four, a part can be inside the house. This is my favorite. A part or a material can be inside the house and still not be part of the house. So when I go to these work sites, if you come, you see that there's a house and the house is there. But you go in and we have a lot of like lumber all around here and there. We have pipes and we have wire and we have the cables and everything that is going to be used. But everything is on piles. And it's not connected yet. It's not put together. So there's materials can be in the house, but it still not be part of the house. And that's what happens in a lot of churches today. A lot of people can be in the house, but not necessarily being part of the house. It's necessary. If we want to be connected, if we want to build the temple of God, we need to be connected and we need to be used. This is why I want to clarify the difference between being an attender and a member. They are not the same thing. The difference between an attender and a member is when I go to some store, sometimes I go to a store, Kroger, and I find somebody and say, oh, Pastor Javier, I love your church. I love your church. I love attending. I love your church. Well, when somebody says, I love your church, I know that he's not a member. Because he said, I love your church. Now, when somebody says, I love our church, Pastor Javier, I love our church, then I understand, oh, he belongs. He feels like this is his church, or she feels like this is his church, her church. So here's the difference. There's a difference between being connected and not being connected. Feeling part of the family and not feeling part of the family. So this is the first metaphor. God is building a spiritual temple. why would God choose a building to be an illustration of what He wants to be the church to be? Well, because it's a building and all the parts are connected. And they connect to support each other and to hold each other up. So that is the first purpose of the local church family. We are connected to hold each other up. That's why we're here. That's why we're part of a family. To bring the strength and the stability. There's another verse in 1 Timothy 3:15. It says, "The church of the living God is the pillar and the foundation of the truth." So he says the pillar and the foundation. What are pillars for? It's to hold the building, right? What are foundations for? It's to hold the building. So they hold things up. The foundation brings stability to the place. So that's why God uses this metaphor of the building. God is building a spiritual temple. So what's the benefit of being connected? What's the benefit to be connected to our local church? What is that you can have a stability and support? That's the benefit when you are connected. You weren't meant to go through life disconnected. You weren't meant to go through life without support. You weren't meant to go through life without stability. You need other people to be able to bring that stability and that support in your life. Number two, the second benefit of being part of a church is it connects me to Christ's body. And this is the one of the metaphors that are most used, right? It is the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. So when you become a member of a church, or when you become a Christian, and you decide to belong, to go to a church, it connects me to Christ's body. This is, like I said, the most used picture in the Bible. So just as our bodies have many parts, each part has a special function, right? So it is with Christ's body, we are many parts, but we are one body, and we all belong to each other, according to Romans 12, 4 and 5. This is what it means to be really connected. Very important verse. Romans 12, 4 and 5 tells us five things that we need to know. First, it says that the church is many parts, and that we are all different. We're all unique. You look down the road, you look here, you're in the room, and you see that we're all different. Praise God, right? Praise God that we're all the same. Can you imagine everybody you looking like me? Thank God, no. Thank God you don't look like me, you know, and all of you. Even if you are a twin, you are different in a thousand ways. God never makes clones. God only makes originals. God loves diversity. Have you figured that out yet? God loves diversity. He could make us all look like me. But thank God we're not. Then he says, every part is needed to make a body complete. You say, I am not needed. Yes, you are. In the body of Christ, all of us are needed. Have you ever lost a toenail? Have you ever lost a toenail? Yeah, I have. And I noticed. You know, you notice even a toenail that you think is not such a big thing in your body. You notice when you lose a toenail. We all don't have to be a mouth. Thank God. See, I have a pretty big mouth. I mean, literally. But the Bible says that the hand can say to the ear, I don't need you. And the eye cannot say to the nose, I don't need you. And the mouth can say to the foot, I don't need you. In the body of Christ, nobody say to another member, we don't need you. Because we all need each other. We all need to complete the body of Christ. Never confuse prominence with significance. So here's one thing that a lot of times we think about when it comes to the church and leadership and those people who are on the front and the stage. We confuse that prominence is not the same as significance. But they are not the same. My nose is prominent. It just sticks out, right? It starts out there. My nose gets to the door 2 days before I get there. It's prominent, but it's not significant. And let me tell you why. Inside me, there is some things like a liver and a heart and lungs that if I lose them or something happens to them, I'll die. And you know what? You never see them, right? You never seen those parts in your body. But a nose, you lose it, you can still live. But those parts in your body that are inside of you that you may never see them, if you lose them, you die. So significance, they probably know significant, but they are prominent. You need to understand that you may not be famous, you may not be prominent, but your role in the body of Christ is significant too. If all the parts of the body did the same thing, it'd be redundant, right? And unnecessary. And the Bible says we belong to each other in the body of Christ. So this is the second beautiful picture. We need all the parts. Everybody, it's connected. I want you to see this. I cannot fulfill God's purpose for my life by myself. Think about that. You cannot fulfill God's purpose for your life by yourself. You need the body of Christ. You need the others. You must be connected in the body of Christ, in the temple of God, so that all the other parts have their role. A hand cut off and separated from the body is useless. It will die. And an ear cut off from the body is useless. You can't hear a thing. It will die. And you cut off from the body of Christ, you are useless in your spiritual walk, and you'll die as well. So this is going to be radical, but it's the truth. The only way you grow spiritually is by being connected to the body. This is hard to say because a lot of people think that, and especially in the United States, they think that, I don't need church. I mean, I don't need to go to church. It's only me and Jesus. It's only me and the Bible. Well, no, it's not true. You need the body of Christ. You need people to be able to grow spiritually. You cannot grow disconnected from the body. Why? Because the body has the life. It has the blood. And that's the only way you are going to connect. You cannot grow to maturity by yourself. Why? Because the ultimate goal of maturity is love. And you can't learn to love unless you are some unlovely people around. Unless you have some unlovely people around. Right? You need to have some unlovely people around so that you can love them. And that's how you show that you really are maturing in Christ. You need other people in your life. You need the support of a small group of friends who want to help you and keep you accountable to the growth that God wants for your life. So what's the benefit? So the benefit of the second metaphor that God uses is to be connected to the church, to be a member of the family of God. I get life and I grow. When you are connected as the body of Christ, the blood and the life is there. So number three, here's the third benefit when I join the church. Number three, it connects me to the power of Jesus. So it connects me to the power of Jesus. When I join a church family, I move from a tender to a member. And I belong, and I don't just believe, I belong to a family. I am connected to bear fruit. Disconnected, you can do anything. And you know that verse is in John chapter 15, verse 15, when Jesus is talking about the vine and you are the branches. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you stay connected to me and I am connected to you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So connected, you need to be connected to bear fruit. Disconnected, you can't do nothing. What is he saying here? Connections empower us. The power flows through connections. You know this is true even in other parts of your life. A disconnected toaster has no heat. A disconnected DVD player can show you the movie you want to watch. A disconnected computer cannot connect to the internet. So is the same true in your spiritual life. You are disconnected from God and disconnected from the body of Christ, disconnected from the family of God. If you are disconnected, you lose your warmth and you lose your power. You lose direction and your ability to move forward, to grow spiritually. John chapter 15, verse 4 says, a branch cannot produce any fruit by itself. It has to stay attached to the vine. In the same way, you cannot produce fruit unless you live in me. So connections make us productive. That's what the Bible is saying. Connections make us productive. If you have good relationships, you have a productive life. If you have weak relationships, you have a weak life. Your life impact will largely be determined by the connections you make in life. And the greatest and most important connections are those who you build here at church, are those who are going to help you, to keep you accountable and to grow. He says a branch cannot produce fruit. One of the things you learn about harvesting grapes is that the life is in the vine, right? It's only the grape is going to grow and it's going to get to maturity when the grape is in the vine. You never see grapes just hanging out there in thin air, detached grapes. There's a word for that. It's raisins, right? So you choose. You want to be a grape or you want to be a raisin? So the fruit comes from the root. If you are connected spiritually to this third picture of the church, you have a fruit in your life, and you're going to have fruit if you are connected. So what is the benefit of this? Is that I get God's power to change because I am connected to the vine. The branch is alive, and I have the power of the root. And the root and the vine is Jesus, is God Himself. So there's one more, the fourth picture of the church in the Bible, and it's my favorite. One is the picture of the church is a family of God. This is another picture that the Bible uses for the church. So what happens when you join a church? It connects me to God's family. That's what the Bible says, that you become a family, and you have brothers and sisters that you can count with. So when you connect to God's family, then you become a part of a giant family of God that has been around for thousands of years. Christians without a church family is like an orphan. That's true. It's like an orphan. When you are born, you automatically become part of a human race. When I was born, I didn't have a choice. I automatically became part of the human race. But I didn't become part of a family until somebody decided to take me home with them from the hospital. Fortunately, it was my mom and my dad. Somebody chose to take you in as a baby. They became your family. So what does a baby need the most, more than anything else? What does a baby need? I have three children. I have one on the way. So we're very familiar. What does a baby need more than anything else? What it needs is a family. Is that support system to grow, to be healthy. And when you become a Christian, when you step across that line, when you put your faith in Christ and you become a believer in Him, what you need the most, more than anything else, is not a Bible study, it's not prayer. What you need more than anything else is a spiritual family. Because it's in the spiritual family that you're going to learn the habits, the new habits, and you're going to let go of the old habits. Isn't that new family? You need a church family who take care of you and help you grow. Then you learn new things. You learn what being a part of a family means. So here's another verse. In John chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "But to all who believe Him and accept Him, He gave the right to become children of God." There's another one in Galatians 6:10. It says, "Therefore, Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith." We are children of God's family. We have to be taught how to live as members of God's family. There's some family assignments. There are some family responsibilities. And there are some family benefits. There are some rules. And there are some guidelines. And the only place you learn those is when you are part of a church. So what's the benefit of having a church family? Benefit is I am loved and I am accepted. We're all looking for that. We all want to be loved. We were created that way. And we also can be accepted at church. That's the benefit of being a member of a local church family. The bottom line is life is all about connections. Life is all about connecting. If you are disconnected, you are missing out of a lot of love and a lot of acceptance. I want you to look at this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. This is where Paul says, And he talks about two commitments. 2 Corinthians 8:5 says, "And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us." You become a Christian by committing yourself to Christ. You become a church member by committing yourself to a group of people and say, "That is going to be my spiritual family. That is going to be my spiritual temple, the body of Christ." First, he says, they gave themselves to the Lord. And that's what you need to do. If you haven't given your life to the Lord, you need to give your life to the Lord. You need to commit yourself to the Lord. But then he says, by God's will, the second commitment is that they gave themselves to them, to Paul and the apostles. So they gave themselves to them. Notice that he says, by God's will. God's will is that you make both of these commitments. Commitment to Christ and commitment to other people, your local church. To say I love Jesus but I don't like the church is to say I love Jesus but I can't stand in His body. Can you imagine that? To say that I like you but I don't like your body, or your body stinks, right? That's what you're saying for those people who say I like Jesus but not the church. The Bible calls the church the bride of Christ. What if I say to you, I like you, but I can't stand your wife? You'll be offended, right? When you say that about his body or the bride, his family, his temple, that's what you're saying. By the way, if you say, I'm going to wait until I find a perfect church, right? Because a lot of people say, well, I don't want to join that church because, you know, I don't like that church. You know, there's a lot of people there that I don't like. Well, if you say, I'm going to wait until I find a perfect church, you're never going to find one. And if you ever find a perfect church, please don't join it. Because when you join it, then it's not perfect anymore. So don't do that. I often say in my church, you know, I often say that I want to put this sign, and one day I'm going to do it. I want to put these signs on the entrances of our door, and all of our entrances. And I want to put a sign that says, no perfect people allowed in this place. Because that's true. That's what we want. The people who are not perfect. People that know that need Christ. That we need a Savior. That we need work. there's something that is not right in our lives. Those are the kind of people that need to be at church. This is a church for people who want to grow. We're all broken, but we're not crazy. And we know that the medicine, we know where to find the medicine. So let me sum this up. A church family is the body of Christ. It helps you connect in many ways that nothing else on planet Earth can help you connect with. First, it helps you connect to God by getting to know Him and to love Him and to trust Him. Second, it teaches you how to connect to others through learning real love. Because you have to love your brothers and your sisters. To belong to a spiritual family, you learn relationships that you didn't learn at home. It helps you connect with the truth through the Word of God, through Bible studies, through tools, through resources, through all the habits that help you grow. It helps you connect with yourself because it gives you the opportunity to develop yourself. And also some of you serve here in our church. Well, you know, when you come to a church, you have to serve. You have to do something in your church because the Bible says you are many members, but it's one body. And so you have to serve. You have to get involved. And so it helps you to develop yourself too, to find those gifts and those talents that God has given you. And so you have to develop those. It helps you to get outside yourself, to be unselfish. It teaches you how to love, to discover your spiritual shapes in serving others. It helps you to connect with opportunities in the world, to develop your life message and fulfill your mission, the mission and the purpose that God created you for. So this is why we do church. If I didn't believe in church, you know, I told my congregation, I wouldn't start that church. We started that church from scratch. The church, the building that we're using was empty for about a year before we took it. And if I didn't believe in church, I wouldn't be here 9 years later, even when it's hard, because it's really hard to start a church. But if I didn't believe in church, I wouldn't be there. One day, if Jesus Christ hasn't come back in 1,000 years, we don't know when He's going to come back, but He will one day. But if He comes back in 1,000 years, there won't be Microsoft in 1,000 years. There's that company of Microsoft. There won't be an Apple Computer Corporation in 1,000 years. But I tell you what, in 1,000 years, the church will still be here. The church will still be here. I can tell you this, in 1,000 years, if Jesus hasn't come back, there will still be a church, because it is the one thing that is going to last. It would outlast every government. It would outlast every business. It outlasted already. Companies come and go. Political dynasties come and go. But the church keeps going for years and years. So I will bet in the church. I will be in the church. Is it perfect? Of course not. It's not perfect. Because you're not. And I am not perfect. No one is. It's made up of imperfect people. But you have to know that it's the best place for you. It's the local church. So my challenge to you is, if you are not still being connected to the family, or you are still doubting to be connected, this is the place. This is the best place. And God talks about this in 4 different metaphors. Let me pray with you. Let's pray. Father, we are better together. And I thank you for the strength and stability we get by being part of your temple when we are connected. Thank you for the life and the growth we get when we are part of your body. I thank you for the productivity and the fruitfulness that increases when we are part of your vine. Father, for those who have never been even invited Jesus Christ into their life, I pray that may they do so right now. May they open their hearts and say, Jesus Christ, make yourself real to me. I want to learn to love you and trust you and serve you with all my life. I pray that they will step across that line today and pray that they commit to you first. But also, if those who are already committed to you and they have put their faith in you, but they still are no part of a family, they're not serving, they're no members, they don't want to, they have doubts about the local church, I pray, Lord, that you will help them to commit to you today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Good. So, they told me you have some discussion, right, after the sermon. I have 10 minutes, and I can spend with you before I go. But I'll be happy to talk about it if you have any questions for me before I leave. Or you guys can discuss it, whatever you prefer.